You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day of Day Weather is here to discuss the forecast for the growing regions around the planet. Let's begin in the Midwest, where things really aren't growing. But, of course, we'd like to check and see what the forecast is like. Looks like it might be pretty easy over the next several days. What do you think?
Yeah, we're sort of in some winter doldrums for a lot of the nation. Now, not for the East Coast and the West Coast. There's going to be plenty of weather going on. But for the nation's midsection, temperatures have been nice. We haven't had any severe cold outbreaks, nor do we expect any. But one thing we're going to start to see this weekend, next week, and into Christmas week, and probably into the New Year's, is a more active storm track, coast to coast. And this is going to be especially affecting the southern areas of the Corn Belt and the southern plains, but some areas of the Midwest as well, with better opportunities for precipitation. Nothing real cold, but we'll see a little bit more in the way of activity moving across the country.
And if you look further out, what do you see? Do we start to get cooler again? I suspect that will be the case.
Yeah, as we get to the last week of December into early January, we're getting some pretty strong indications that cold air is going to work its way around to this side of the globe again and come on in. So the mild start to the month is likely going to end colder.
Turn your attention to the southern hemisphere, where their crops are in the midst of their growing season. Brazil and Argentina have gotten a little better now that they really are in the midst of the growing season. Kind of started out rough and rocky, but things are catching up, aren't they?
Yeah, things are catching up. Brazil in particular is looking more moist. In fact, all of Brazil, which could really use some rain in many areas, has got a pretty good outlook for rainfall. It will be a little bit drier in Argentina, but even in Argentina, I think there's going to be many areas that are going to be looking at some decent amounts of precipitation.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds good.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. You can hear him again where? On our website, of course, at willag.org. He'll be back up there momentarily. While you're there at WILLAG.org, you'll find five of the six presentations made at the Farm Assets Conference. We updated that today, and it now has the ARC and PLC decision as presented by Jonathan Kappas. He's a clinical policy specialist here in the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences. It's a really good listen, a little bit technical, so you may want to run through it a couple of times, but it's there, and you can listen to it. I'll try to make sure that we have video to go along with it so you can see the PowerPoints later on, but right now you can listen to Jonathan Kappas from the Farm Assets Conference talk about the ARC and PLC decision, along with the Land Values Program that was presented by Bruce Sherrick, and of course the Corn, Soybean, and Cash Grain panels. Those all five are up there. We'll put up crop insurance tomorrow, and you'll see that too. It's at willag.org, W-I-L-L-A-G.org, right there on our website. If you happen to be a user of iTunes and our RSS feeds, it's in the Commodity Week links, so it should be on your computer very shortly, or you can listen to it right there on your smartphone. Thanks for listening for the day. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.